Representative Hecht. I just want to thank Remington Gregg, Public Citizen, all of our supporters, including Representative Lamb. There are 12 co-sponsors in the United States Senate of this bill, which is made necessary, as Remington said at the outset, by a January 2019 Amtrak change in its terms and conditions for passenger rail transportation services. That's a mouthful, but basically what it means is that Amtrak added a forced arbitration provision to its tickets. The result is that riders routinely, unknowingly sign away vital legal rights when they buy a ticket. I want to make clear that arbitration can serve some good purposes in the right circumstances if it is voluntary. Riders and others who are offered the opportunity to do arbitration should have the opportunity to choose it if they wish, but it should not be mandatory. It should not be forced. It should not be required, and certainly it should not be concealed, which is what happens in these tickets. And the result can be that riders are condemned to contest their claims, sometimes to very serious personal injuries, in an arbitration proceeding that deprives them of basic rights: the right to present evidence, the right to counsel, the right to a impartial hearing officer and decision maker. Those rights they forego if they unknowingly agree to forced arbitration in many instances. As a national railroad, Amtrak has a responsibility to make people whole if it causes serious injury to them. This clause was adopted in the wake of some very serious incidents, like the 2015 train derailment in Philadelphia and the 2017 derailment in Washington State, which resulted in multi-million dollar settlements for victims. If similar incidents were to happen today, passengers would not be able to file lawsuits. The courthouse door would be closed. They would not have their day in court. And that's why I'm introducing this legislation, which will bring to an end this kind of mandatory forced arbitration. This bill is necessary to enable people who suffer injury or death, their loved ones as well, to seek redress that's fair and comprehensive. And again, I want to thank my colleagues for joining in this effort and all of you for being part of it.